You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
More than 30,000 people are protesting today for a better pay rise for teachers. Today's the first time primary and intermediate teachers are taking action in 24 years. There are dozens of protests taking place across the country. In Auckland, the march started at 11 a.m. at Fort Street and ended up at Aotea Square, with more than 2,000 people turning up to stand next to the teachers in solidarity. The Teachers Union New Zealand Educational Institute says they are protesting to fix the teaching crisis and need better investment in education so there can be a teacher in every class. The New Zealand Educational Institute are after a 16% pay rise over the next 2 years, as well as more funds for a special education needs coordinator in every school. The offer the government proposed was a pay rise between 2.2 and 2.6% each year for 3 years, and more time to work individually with children or plan and assess learning. To find out more about this, I spoke to New Zealand Educational Institute lead negotiator Liam Rutherford about the pay rise. After weeks of playing, the teacher strike is finally taking place. How do you feel?
There's kind of mixed emotions. There's the excitement of seeing all of the energy from teachers around the country, but then there's the kind of sad realisation that we're having to do this in the first place.
After today's strike, do you think you'll get the pay increase that you have been demanding for years?
We really hope so. I mean, we see the need to take strike action as a last resort as opposed to something that we wanted to do right from the beginning. And so we really hope that this is going to make the difference that it needs to get an offer that's going to address the crisis that we currently have in education.
Since 2010, there has been a 40% decrease in people entering the teaching workforce. Do you think today's strike might then, you know, want to join teaching?
I don't think there'll be anything about the strike that will make that happen. The only thing that's going to really shift that is when we have teaching being regarded as a profession where teachers are valued. And we do that by things to do with addressing workload, addressing students with learning needs, and a substantial pay jolt.
On Monday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the teachers are going on strike too early. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we don't see this as early. These set of issues in particular have been coming for the last 10 years, and so while this government's new, the issues aren't. And so we're not necessarily motivated by who's in government at this particular time. We want to work with the government of the day to get these issues met, and to that extent, members think that this is the right time to go out on strike.
The Ministry of Education has said that a full-day strike will not fix the teaching crisis. Do you agree?
Yes, we agree that a strike alone won't, but we need to use this opportunity to send a really loud, clear message that these issues aren't being addressed currently at the negotiating table, and we are serious. We think that the issues ahead of us are important, and so we do hope that the strike is one piece that will get the wheels moving.
And do you think you have the public support today?
Oh, overwhelmingly. I mean, through every kind of communication medium that we have access to, there's just been an outpouring of community and parental support. And parent support has been particularly strong because they understand the realities that if we don't have enough teachers coming into the profession, then that's going to lead to larger class sizes for their child, and they understand why that's such an issue.
I also spoke to Carl Vassau, principal from Rowandale School in Manurewa, to get a teacher's perspective on how schools are currently being affected. Could you please just tell me your name and, yeah, where you're from?
Okay, so my name is Carl Vassau. I'm the principal of Rowandale School in Manurewa.
So, yeah, why are you striking today, Carl?
So we're striking today because we're wanting to ask the government that we need more time to teach, we need more resources in our classrooms to support children with special learning needs, we need a pay jolt of 16% so that we can retain and we can attract teachers to the profession. And we need time to lead so that leaders in our schools don't get stressed and get burnt out.
So what do you hope to achieve after today?
We need the government to hear that we're really serious. The offer that they came for the first round of bargaining was just really, personally, it was quite shameful, especially when we look at what the nurses have claimed, they've settled on. So the nurses received $550 million. And on our first claim was $130 million we were offered. So we're really serious about attracting and retaining teachers and about making it easier for us to do our job.
As the principal of your school, can you tell us a little about how your school has been affected?
Yep, so we've got a whole lot of new first-year teachers. And we've got one that's moved up to our school from Palmerston North. and she chose our school because she wanted to just, you know, to make a difference. And so what she's saying to me is that she can't even afford to live in Auckland anymore, and she's seriously considering going back home. When you get to payday every week and you're worried about making ends meet, as a professional, that shouldn't be the case. After so much teaching, after so much study, and so, you know, for a graduate like that to have that and wanting to move home because she can't afford it, that's not on. So the government needs to hear that loud and clear.
And how has the public support been so far with the teachers going on strike?
Oh, it's unanimous, and I think, it's strong. I know that the NZDI have put out some studies through media, and it's shown that public support for this and for teachers to get a better pay is real high. So parents know the hard work we do. Parents understand the work we do and the long hours. And so for them to be behind us for this movement today is amazing, especially when you can see how many schools are actually closed for today.
So the strike starts in half an hour. What's the general atmosphere like there right now?
Oh, if you were here, you would see probably around 2,000 teachers already standing on the side of Fort Street, right on the side of Queen Street. They're doing, they're getting ready, they're getting their voices ready. A lot of colour, noise, laughter, sound, people keen for a pay rise. And I think that if, you know, we get down here, anybody, just walk with us in solidarity for teachers, because let's face it, where teachers are the first people that start working with you in your life when you're nice and vulnerable. And last week you saw the nurses, who usually end your life with them. They get a good pay rise, let's give us a good one too.
Do you have anything else you'd want to add?
Kua tai te wa, it's time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.